are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hi there, and thanks so much for that introduction. Who the heck was he talking about anyway? My name is Adams Hudson, and I'm delighted to be here with you. The media has been very supportive of me over the last few years, and I'm truly appreciative of that. I hear all sorts of great things about myself, some of which I'm starting to believe, and I hear a lot about the results, but let me get a couple of things out of the way before we go a moment farther. The results are not about me. They're about you. All I am is a messenger. And here's a message that I got back from a contractor who applied the very marketing lessons you're about to hear. Quote, I run a $7 million contracting company and felt I was pretty sharp. I used your direct mail techniques on one letter and set a company record with $369,570 of installs in just 1 month. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it. Sincerely, Dave Hutchins, Tampa, Florida. Well, what Dave learned, he learned in one afternoon, and it will pay him for years. The critical difference is that he applied what he learned, and that's your job now. And for the next few minutes, you're going to get both earfuls from me of this lesson. But if you don't apply what you learn, then you and I both have wasted a bit of our time. My job in this lesson is to help you make good use of your time, hopefully one that will pay you rewards for years to come as well. So let's start by using your powerful imagination just for a moment. Please picture that you're in a room with all of your competition. There's one customer in the middle of the room, and all of you want his business. Well, the message that the customer would get is a bunch of loud, insistent screaming that he couldn't possibly discern one from the other or distinguish you from the crowd. In fact, that's exactly what he's getting now. He is getting it in the newspaper, on TV, the radio, in the mail, and most certainly he gets it in your most expensive Yellow Page ad. The message and methods are the same, and most of them are futile, and all of them are costing you in real dollars that you spend for the ad, in real dollars for the customer that you never got. That's what I call broken marketing, and we're going to fix it in this lesson. We're going to turn your broken marketing into high-performance marketing. Here's a few of the things you'll learn here today. First, how to fix or replace your broken marketing and replace it with high-performance marketing. We're going to review 7 contractor marketing sins and their solutions. We'll see how to create ads that'll outperform 90% of your competition. Believe me, I've seen the competition, and this won't be hard. Number 4, we're going to show you how to keep all the customers that you paid to get. 5, how to create a simple, effective, foolproof marketing plan. Before we go any farther, I want you to please develop the minds of children with me here today. Now, of course, this means that in fact you were at once a child. So if you were at one point a child, please erase a lot of what you may have had as preconceived notions of your marketing and let's start fresh. I am going to grant this freshness by giving you permission to please kill your ads. That's right. Kill the ads that are underperforming for you. Any poor performers, get rid of them. You can also fire your Yellow Page advisor who tells you to increase your budget every year or your entire life will collapse. You can also tell that cute radio sales girl or the latest of your newspaper reps. You don't really want to get rid of them. You don't want to get rid of the media, but you do want to try some new ideas, some new methods within that media that will work better for you. In all these cases, really, we're not killing your ad as much as we are improving the ad so they'll improve your business. So let's spend about 2.5 minutes to see where marketing should fit into your business profile. Bear with me as we go through 3 business legs that you'll need to be profitable and successful. First is your technical expertise. Most contractors, in fact 78%, enter the field due to good technical skills. They were influenced by someone in the field.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.